This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome to this program Congressman Tom Perriello. He represents Virginia's 5th District here in Central and Southside Virginia in the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman Perriello, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing, Coy?
Very, very good. So, national news breaking today, and we've been talking about it here on the program regarding the vandalism that was committed at your brother's home shortly after his address of he and his family was posted to the website of a Tea Party activist in Lynchburg. Your thoughts about what's happening?
Well, you know, it's an ongoing investigation. I mainly just want to thank law enforcement, local law enforcement, FBI, and others for just a tremendous job. Obviously, the first priority is to make sure my brother and his wife and 4 kids are safe and have a lot of faith in our law enforcement in that regard. And obviously, we don't want to jump to conclusions, but we are seeing a pattern here across the country. And I think it's just important to make clear that in America, we settle our political differences at the ballot box, and we can disagree about our politics and agree about the rules we play by. So, there's a lot of concern here. I know that there are a lot of just great and decent people who disagreed with the health care vote. There are a lot of great and decent people who were excited about the health care vote, and I just hope we can all take a deep breath here and move forward.
We're talking live with Congressman Tom Perriello. Just to confirm here, everybody is safe at the House, right?
Everyone is safe, and no one has been harmed. The family is, but we will not make further comment on that at this point. But we're just obviously glad, and we appreciate the outpouring of prayers and kind words from people around the district, and that's certainly appreciated. It's obviously something where such act when you're cutting a gas line and that could explode, whether it's politically motivated or not, is a very scary thing. And we're just glad that everyone's okay. And again, just appreciate law enforcement's rapid and decisive work in this case. And we'll leave the rest of it from comment.
Yeah, let me ask you about a related but larger issue today. Breaking news as well that members of Congress, Democratic leaders, are receiving death threats over their vote on healthcare legislation.
Yes, I think that such things are happening across the country, and they're of grave, grave concern. And there's one thing we should all be able to agree on, which is that again, in America, we can settle these things. If you're, no harm should come to elected officials and their families. There's plenty of room for political retribution and political praise, but threatening or delivering harm to members or their families or their property is not part of that process. And we certainly hope that leaders on both sides of the aisle will make that clear, as well as leaders in the media and faith leaders right now. Tempers have certainly run very, very high in this debate, and it's a very intense debate. And I think, it's been a historic week. After 100 years of leaders from both parties promising universal affordable health care, we've signed that into law this week, and we hope the Senate will finish the job with a very exciting set of fixes that many of us insisted on coming through now. So, on the upside, we've got over 400,000 families in the 5th District that are going to save money under this health care plan, about 49,000 who are going to receive care who don't have it right now under this plan, receive health insurance. We are going to close the prescription drug donut hole for our seniors and extend the Medicare Trust Fund. And I think what you've seen with the huge bounce in the polls for healthcare reform is that, people have concerns about the size of the project, but when they actually get into the details of what's in there, you see very strong support for most of the components.
We're talking live with Congressman Tom Perriello here on Charlottesville Right Now. Let's do some of that if we can, get into some of the details, because as I said yesterday on the air, I think now as Americans, right and left, we all need to do our due diligence about this legislation and learn exactly what's in it, instead of taking the comments right or left of some talking head or some voice on the radio somewhere. Find out for ourselves what really is in there. So I'm interested, and you've touched on some of this, but what is in there that brought you to support it, that you read it and you looked at it and you debated it, you educated yourself about it? What is in it that excites you, that you think this is positive for America?
Well, you know, I'll give you a good example. We got a letter from most of the hospitals in the district there in the last week saying, look, you know, we just can't afford with the status quo. We may not be able to keep our doors open. That was hospitals in Charlottesville, Rocky Mount, Martinsville, Danville, who knew this reform needed to go forward. And the reality is we're going to be moving away from the ability to discriminate based on pre-existing conditions. We're going to block the ability for health insurance companies to cut people off insurance once they get sick. Small businesses are going to get tax credits starting early, tax credits of up to 35% of premiums that will be immediately available, actually, for this calendar year, retroactive to the beginning of the year. So what we know is right now the cost of health care falls primarily on our businesses. It's been crushing those businesses. We're trying to make that more affordable by giving them the negotiating power of larger businesses, which should bring down costs, and also helping through the tax credits that are immediate. We want to make sure that our seniors get the care they've been promised. So we have free preventative care under Medicare, no co-payments for preventative services, which is a really big deal. Immediately begin to close the Medicare Part D donut hole, and also help for early retirees. There will be room for people aged 55 to 64 to support moving into reinsurance programs until the exchange is available. So that's immediate as well. So a lot of things that are there right away to try to shore up the system and also improve it.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. So from where you sit, is this too much government? Is this big government? Is this socialism? I mean, that's what we're hearing from the folks who are concerned about some things in the legislation that, you know, require you to buy health care if you don't have it. Is this government overreaching?
Well, you know, from the left, we hear this is way too much private sector. From the right, we say this is way too much public sector. And I think the reality is we've developed a strong partnership between the two. This is about trying to shore up the private insurance market. But at the end of the day, the key is the health care that people are getting and the health of their lives. And I think by moving towards much more investment in prevention and primary care, including what's reimbursed, including what's required under these insurance programs, we really are going to make sure that we don't choke out pediatricians and geriatric docs and other primary care docs in this system. So, you know, I think both sides were pretty upset with the direction, but I think most folks in the middle were just focused on the pragmatics of, is this going to bring down costs for what my business has to pay? Is this going to bring down my out-of-pocket costs? And just to give an example, for a family of four making $60,000 a year, you're talking about $1,000 to $2,000 of savings every year under this. So, you know, I think this is a real dollar and cents issue for most people.
It really underscores how far to the right the Republican Party has moved over the last few decades, because as I understand it, this legislation is very, very similar to what Nixon was trying to get passed. President Nixon was trying to get passed, and Teddy Kennedy opposed him because Teddy Kennedy wanted a single payer system and wouldn't let him do it. So, but this package that we have passed by a Democratic president was pretty much the same package that President Nixon wanted to pass.
Well, it's also basically along the lines of what Lincoln Chafee and Bob Dole had proposed back in the 90s as an alternative to what was then called Hillary Care. And I think what you see is sort of the blue dog Democrats of today being where the New England Republicans or moderate Republicans of a decade or two ago were. And I think what you see is that sort of ideology or approach is one of a partnership between public and private sector, where the goal of the public sector is to make sure the accountability is there, the incentives are there, and really letting the private sector go from there. The same with the energy independence model we've proposed, which was originally from Republicans. And, you know, same with the budget balancing bipartisan commission, which, you know, as Senator Warner keeps pointing out, was written by seven of his Republican colleagues, and then when it came up for a vote, they all voted against it, and nothing had changed in the bill. So even the same individuals in Congress seem to have moved away from the things that they stood proudly for just a couple of years ago. So I think, you know, what you really see is between the more centrist to conservative Democrats and the more progressive Democrats is really the range of the political spectrum that we used to see from Republican and Democrat.
We're talking live with Congressman Tom Perriello from Washington. What is in the legislation to go after fraud and waste? Because, you know, it's no secret that that's already a problem in Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, you know, this is a major investment in safety. have. I don't think there's a person in America who doesn't think that there are people abusing the system, whether that's some of the insurance companies that are overcharging patients 17, 18, 19%, so we go after those overcharges, or whether it's individuals that are making claims that are not valid or claims on the system. And within that, there are literally hundreds of billions of dollars of savings, and what we're saying is let's take it away from the profiteering, the overcharging, and the abusers, and put it back to those seniors who've played by the rules and worked hard. And what you get from that is a decade-long extension. Well, it's a nine-year extension of the Medicare Trust Fund, making sure that we've shorn up those benefits for seniors that would otherwise be heading off a cliff. So, you know, I think that sense of accountability and is very important in the system when you have something like the Medicare system that's done such a good job of delivering care, but is also something where, you know, we have the solvency issues. Now, of course, the biggest factor in Medicare solvency and Social Security solvency is the fact that we're living longer, and that's a good challenge to have, and we want to be able to adjust to those demographic shifts, and part of it is by trying to find more efficiencies in the system, and I think that's what we're going to do by doing more of rewarding quality than rewarding quantity of care. In other words, instead of paying to get you in and out of a hospital eight times quickly, what about paying a little more to get you well the first time you're in the hospital? And that's something I think most people understand. You know, it's the same concern I had with the bailouts. When you bail out failure, when you bail out very high-risk, high-return behavior, then what you're going to get is more high-risk, high-return behavior and not that investment in small and medium-sized business that can really grow our economy and grow innovation. Same thing in the healthcare sector. When we reward quality of care, whether it's to our seniors or our children, that's what you're going to get is quality of care. So I think there are some very important moves there. We've also extended coverage for young people who can pay to stay on their parents' plan until their 26th birthday, because we know one of the toughest age groups, maybe you're in and out of community college or university, maybe your first couple of jobs don't have benefits. This says that you're allowed to stay, pay to stay on your parents' insurance until your 26th birthday. So there, you know, there are just some common sense fixes in the system there that I think help us shore up the system as a whole.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. Before we let you go, just to change gears here, there's some legislation that you proposed regarding disabled veterans that made the news recently. What's this about?
We had a couple of great bills this week that we got bipartisan support on. One was to make sure that the cost of living adjustment for disabled veterans will track that of Social Security for this year. It's unclear yet whether there will be a Social Security COLA for the year. The other is foreclosure protections that says our veterans have 9 months from when they get back, our troops have 9 months when they get back from active duty to be protected from foreclosure on a home. This is just saying, you know, folks are coming back, they're getting sent back and forth. A 9 month grace period there before foreclosure seemed like something that was the least we could do for our returning men and women in uniform. Again, both of those have gotten bipartisan support, which is really good to see, as well as the antitrust legislation that I moved a few weeks ago. So while on the big ticket items, we still see that kind of broken partisanship in Washington, when it comes to certain things that I fight for day and night, we are able to bring some folks together, which is nice.
So what is your message now regarding this healthcare legislation? And then we'll let you go. What is your message for those of us in the 5th District? What's the one thing that you would like us to keep in mind right now here after the president has signed this?
Well, you know, I think when your doctors groups, your hospital groups, your nurse groups, your senior citizen groups all have looked at the legislation in detail and said this is a win-win for the American people. I think it's important to get into the details, and I think the more people see it, the more they'll like it. We're talking about something that's going to save money for working and middle-class families, save money for that small business that's trying to provide insurance for their employees. It's going to shore up the system. So, you know, it is complicated. I understand that. But I think this is a good time for people to take a deep breath across the board, take a look at it, and see what they like. I think people are going to really like this health insurance plan the more they understand it. But even those who disagree, I hope we can do so civilly and move forward with the political process.
Congressman Tom Perriello represents Virginia's 5th District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Tom, thank you so much for your time and for your service.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.